The federal government imposes strict requirements for disability access in public housing units, requirements it says Hawaii has failed to meet. A Department of Housing and Urban Development investigation into the Hawaii Housing Authority has revealed hundreds of violations, and Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has more in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Anita.
Aloha. Thanks for having me.
Sure. This has been a struggle for the state going back a ways, hasn't it?
Yes, the Housing Authority has been has actually been the recipient of a couple of lawsuits in past years related to this topic of upgrading units. And last year, actually even settled a civil rights complaint with a family that wanted to be moved into an accessible unit.
What are the requirements? Things like ramps instead of staircases, things of that nature?
Exactly. There's a certain percentage of units in the Housing Authority that need to be accessible for disabled people, as well as a certain number of common spaces like ramps, as you say, or public areas. And that's what was the subject of this investigation. The Disability Rights Center filed a complaint last year saying that the Public Housing Authority didn't have enough units for disabled people to meet those requirements.
But that would take a lot of units, and it sounds as if, based on these complaints, that there's a lot of upgrading to be done. So there's a big cost problem in their future, isn't it?
Exactly. The preliminary results came out in October, and the investigation found more than 470 ways in which the units and common spaces that were supposed to be accessible actually weren't. And in some cases, there were people living in accessible units who didn't need them.
Does the local Hawaii Public Housing Authority have the resources to address these complaints?
Well, the local housing authority is actually appealing the results. They say that their contractors were shocked by the findings, and they want to verify them because they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars upgrading these units. In terms of resources, they have about $800 million backlog for repairs and maintenance of these units, and I'm sure that they will be coming to the legislature this year asking for more funding for general repairs as well as these repairs if the HUD's findings bear out.
$800 million?
Yes.
That's not likely to be forthcoming from the legislature, I wouldn't think. Or even anything even close to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah, that's a backlog, I believe, that is over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so every year they come to the legislature hoping to kind of chip away at that. And in the past, I think when I've reported, it's been even higher than that, $825 million. But as you know, every year the units get older, and many of them were built decades and decades ago. So it's a constant struggle for upkeep and repairs.
Given the age of the units, it would be unlikely that number is going to diminish in the next few years.
I think it just depends on how much money they get from the legislature, as well as how quickly they're able to repair those units. It's one of those things that's an ongoing struggle.
Certainly sounds like it. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider.